We'll all have the same language.
到天堂以后，起码我们都讲同样的话语。
We'll just talk up a storm.
然后我们就一直讲讲讲。对我们 talk box 来讲。
We'll have all eternity to talk. So.
所以我们那个有永恒，我们可以持续不断的讲话。开一下门去那边。
We're going to talk about a particular problem.
今天我们要讲一个就是特别的一个问题。
How it may be that it may be our problem, or it may be the problem of those that very
也可能是跟我们很亲近的人的问题。
It was something that Solomon understood.
那个所罗门对这个理解得很好。
Because in the Proverbs we notice that actually it talks about a contentious woman.
他在那个箴言里面讲到这个好争吵的妇人。
And it's better to, what shall I say, eat a dry morsel with quietness than to be in a house full of festive with strife.
他说宁愿吃干粮，住在一个安静的房间里，也不愿意吃肥牛和那个争吵的人在一起。
Now, as long as there's two of us, we're not going to have this agreement all the time.
只要有两个人，那就不可能永远意见一致。
Even if we were Adam and Eve, no doubt, just the two of us.
哪怕就是亚当跟夏娃，就他俩人。
She may not always agree with him, and he may not have always agreed with her.
他可能也不总是同意他的意见，那亚当也不一定总是同意夏娃的意见。
So you see, we're going to face that problem.
所以我们会面对问题。
And thank God we all have our own minds and our own way of thinking.
感谢神，我们每个人都有自己的思想和想法。
Sometimes our thinking is based on a false premise.
有的时候呢，我们的这个想法呢，实际上呢，那个是在一个错误的前提之下。
But I just thought that was the way it was. You know, I just from the very beginning, this is the way I thought it should be.
就是从刚开始的时候，你就觉得，哎，这件事情就应该是这样做的，你的想法是这样的。
But then you begin to discuss with someone.
然后你跟别人讨论的时候呢
？And you may see an all new side to it.
你就看到一个全新的角度。
When I was a pastor in Cayman.
当我在那个就是那个加勒比海那个岛国做宣教士做牧师的时候
，I always went to the board meeting.
我总是去参加那个。
And I would have something that I was going to propose.
然后我就会给他们有一些提议。
Now, I did not go thinking that they're going to do it because I proposed it.
我知道说不会因为我提议了他们就会照样去做。
Because I learned a vital lesson there.
我在那里学到一个非常重要的功课。
I would tell them what I was proposing for the church.
然后我就会告诉他们我对教会的一些想法和提议。
And then it would start.
然后就开始了。
This one had another idea.
然后另外一个人他的想法是那样子的。
And as I listened to it, I thought, you know, that's a good point.
然后我就仔细的听，我就想说他的这个想法其实是
I never thought about that.
我从来没有想过。
Then somebody else would tell some way that they feel it should be, that we should do it, how we should do it.
然后另外一个人就会讲他的想法，我们应该怎么样去执行这个。
And again, I might say, you know, I never thought about doing it that way.
然后我就会说，哦，我怎么都从来没有想到。
That would be a much quicker way to do it.
他这样的去想法做法其实是很快，很一个很迅速的方式。
When you go through life thinking that what you think is it,
如果你整个你的生活中你都觉得我想的就是对的。
You're going to have problems.
那你肯定就会碰到问题，碰到难处。
And not only are you going to have problems, you're going to be a very narrow thinker.
然后你不单单会有问题，你是一个眼光很狭窄的人。
Either it's my way or no way.
或者就是我的方式，或者就没有别的方式。
There really isn't anything there that can help you to grow.
如果你是这样的想法的话，那就没有办法成长。
And in life,We're growing all the time.
在我们的生命当中，我们一直在成长。
Not just growing out because we're eating so much, but there's a lot of problems in life that we need to grow into the understanding of how to solve those problems in the best way I can.
因为呢，我们不单单说吃了就长得这样长大，而是我们在随着年纪的增大，我们要不断的来成长，来面对学习如何来面对生命中的问题。
But for many people, this is a problem.
对很多人来讲，这就是他们的问题。
Because their thinking is very narrow.
因为他们的想法是很局限狭窄
的。That's the way my family always did it.
因为我家里边人就是这样处理问题的。
No matter whether it caused trouble in the family or not, that's the way we always did it, and that's the way I'm going to do it.
因为不管说谁是这个问题，只要我们家就是这样面对问题的，所以我也要这样面对问题。
So we never really grow in that area.
所以我们在那个方面，我们永远不能成长。
You see, growing is moving on.
那个什么是成长呢？就是你往前走。
Something in us that's really learning and grasping hold of new truths.
就是在我们里边有一个在学习，我们在学习到这个新的东西。
Now, not every new thing that comes along is true, and not every new thing you should accept.
当然不是说所有的新东西都是正确的，也不意味着你要接受所有的新东西。
But it gives you a broader understanding of now I have some choices.
但是给你一个更宽广的眼光，让你说哦，我其实有别的可以选择的。
And maybe there's some of those choices that you just don't agree with.
当然有些选择你是不同意的。
But it's making you think about these things.
但是它会让你促使你来思想这些事情。
There's nothing, you know, this is what God wanted for all men.
这是神所对世人的心意。
Particularly Christians.
尤其是对基督徒的心
意。He talks about us growing.
神一直在谈到我们的成长。
A new Christian that comes in actually understands very little.
一个新的一个人刚刚信主的基督徒，实际上他对那个了解真理了解的是很少。
But as they go on,
但是当他们进到这个信仰的
，they begin to see wider and they begin to understand more.
他们也理解更多。
And it becomes richer to them.
然后也就是说也看得更广，然后这个对他也更有丰富，更有意义。
There's some things that we're rather stubborn about. I don't want to believe that way.
有些。但是有些我们人有这个本性，就是比较固执，说我不想相信那个。
Now the Lord doesn't throw us out.
神不会说因为我们这样就把我们给扔出去。
He gives us many chances.
他给我们很多的机会。
I know that. I've been there and done that.
我了解是因为我自己也经历过。
But sometimes he brings some very hard things in our life, or allows, not he doesn't, he allows things to come into our life.
所以有的时候神不是神带来的，而是神允许在我们生命中发生一些难处，很艰难的事情。
You know, as a Christian, Job, the only way that the Satan could have done the things to him was by the Lord allowing it.
你知道那个撒旦对约伯的一切伸手攻击他，只是因为神允许撒旦去攻击他。
And you may think that's hard.
你觉得那可能？
But I believe Job understood and grew more during that time.
但是我觉得约伯经过这个灾难，经过这次困苦，
and finally,
他成长了。
He had come to realize that it is God and what God wants to do, I leave my hands off.
他就最后约伯就意识到，真的是理解到说，这是神要做的，那神要做的，我就把我的手撤开。
So in life we have many lessons to learn.
所以在我们的生命中，我们有许多要学的功课。
Even in the material things, when you start out in life, you may not be able to be a good cook.
甚至在这个物质的层面，比如说你刚开始长大的时候，你可能不知道怎么做饭。
Maybe your mother wasn't a good cook.
你妈妈可能是个做饭做的。
You had no example.
那就是一个好的榜样。
But there you married a man whose mother was an excellent cook.
比如说你嫁给一个先生，你的婆婆是一个很做饭做的特别好。
Now I face a dilemma.
然后你就面对一个两难的事情。
Now the Americans have a saying.
美国人有一个说法。
The way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
你想要打动一个男人的心，你先要打动他的胃，肠胃。
And if you feed your husband and he's so satisfied, you're going to find out that he's not going to go to any other woman.
他说，如果你把你的先生喂得饱饱的，让他。在家里吃的觉得感觉很好，他就不会去找别的女人。
For one thing, it makes a man feel special when his wife is a good cook.
你当一个这个太太是
Don't you think these men don't brag on women?
那个做饭做得很好的时候，是让这个男人他感觉他很特别。不要就是说，你觉得你先生不会在外边就是夸耀你。
Sometimes these men get together and they talk.
有的时候，这个男生聚在一起，他们就会谈话。
And how a man feels that my wife's an excellent cook.
然后这个男的觉得自己好像很有这个
Or my
价值，就是我的太太做饭做得特别好。
My wife is an excellent keeps the house. Oh, she's so wonderful.
或者我太太把家里整理得很干净。
My wife is so good in training our children.
我的太太特别会管孩子。
You see, these are the things that help to build up, but we have to learn these things.
这些事情呢，就帮助我们，帮助我们能够，就帮助我们建造我们，成长我们，但是我们呢，必须要去学习。
We start trying new recipes.
然后我们就好像菜，试那个不同的那个菜单似的。
We soon find out the ones he really likes.
然后我们就，哎，发现我先生到底喜欢吃什么。
And we build up, and you know when people start saying to you,Oh, that's so good. How did you do that?
如果你做饭做得很好，别人说啊，你做得真好，你是怎么做的？
Something lifts up inside of
you. 让你觉得里边挺那个。
You feel good about that. You know?
你觉得很好，对不对？
So you have to realize that even in our home, as these arts, we have to learn them.
所以就算是这个做饭的这个艺术，我们也要逐渐的来学习。
I believe there's some men that said my wife could hardly boil water when married.
他知道有些先生说，我刚结婚的时候，我太太可能连煮开水都不会。
But now she's a
师傅说的就是他刚开始结婚。
And now she is a good cook.
现在师傅是一个做饭做得很好。
Now you didn't just get there by you know osmosis. You worked at it. You learned.
他说这个不是一下子就是你就变成一个很好的厨师。
You may even make
你是慢慢学习。
You may even make something that you have to throw out.
可能你做的中间有些东西没做好都得扔掉。
Doesn't taste very good.
因为做的太难吃。
I'm saying all of this is because we must learn in life.
所以呢我讲这些是因为我们在生命中我们要学习我们要不断的成长。
Many times you can learn to be a good neighbor.
有时候你也可以成为一个好的邻居。
Actually, this is basically what a Christian life is.
其实这是一个基督徒的一个生命的生活的一个基础。
Learning how to love, learning how to do good.
就是说学习如何行善如何去爱。
But you see, our nature many times is that we stop where we think this is my rights.
有的时候我们就停在就说这是我的权利。
You know, why should I worry what he cares?
我为什么要在意他想的呢？
Well, one of the reasons why is he makes the money.
为什么呢？因为他那边养家糊口的那个。
You know, you say, oh, that doesn't matter. You let him stop making, you'll see how that matters.
说你说那个也无所谓，但是你说你不让他在家养家，
you say, well, but you see, today can say, but I make more money than he does.
现在的今天，那个太太可以说我比他挣的钱更多。
I think that's one of the things that's hurt us as a people.
这个可能是
but anyhow,
对我们带来伤害的事情。
So I'm telling you all of this to tell you that there are many of our people.That will stay in their own little thinking.
就是我之所以讲，就是有很多人，他们就停在自己
的
这个小小的、这个狭窄的想法里边，他们很难改变。
And so it's going to build up in them many times what we call a contentious spirit.
所以呢，在他们里边慢慢就会有这个好争吵、好争竞的这种精神、这种力。
A man might say, "Well, you know, I wish you could cook something." Good for me.
然后那个先生会说，哦，我希望你能够给我做一些好吃的。
And she can look at him and say, "Well, my mother, she didn't always cook good things for my father."
然后
you know?
这个太太说，嗯，我妈从来没给我爸做什么好吃的。
And my father ate it.
但是我爸不管做什么，我爸都吃，不管怎么样都吃。
That type of thing. But this contentious, and I'm making some big, you know, fun about it, but it's true.
这个好争吵好争论呢这个
And as we go on
有很大的问题
in life
当我们在这样过生活的时候
that sort of people is not really growing
那就是这种人呢他是其实没有在成长
and contentions are always going to come about
然后这个争吵在不同的环境中就会显现出来
your husband may be just like that
也许
very narrow thinking
也许你的先生就是这样，他想看问题很狭窄。
He's like a bull, you can't move him.
就像一个公牛似的，你没法让他转向。
And when you try to, the contention begins.
然后当你想要让他掉头转方向的时候，就开始这个争论就开始了。
So we have to understand that in marriage or in your job,
不管是在婚姻中还是在你的工作中
，we like maybe maybe we're a contentious person.
也许你本身就是一个。好争论、好争吵的这个个性。
There are actually some of them that like to get in arguments and disagreements.
你知道有些人就是很容易，就是很喜欢跟别人辩论。
Sort of makes their blood flow.
因为让他们的那个血液流速可以加快。
Good debate. That's just what we need.
他们说：“哎呀，这个有一场
good argument, good contention.
他说这是一个好的争论。
But you'll find out that there comes a time when you yourself feel very empty.
但是你会知道，如果长期这样的话，你到了一定地步，你会里边觉得很空。
So we have to understand the contentious person. We have to look at ourselves and say, "Am I like that?"
所以你要看一下，就是说，这是一个好争论的人，然后你会问自己说，我是不是那样的人呢
？Even when you say, "I'm not always like that," only when
你说我经我一般都不是这样，当那种情况发生的时候
，When they push my button，
当他们就是按我的电钮按钮的时候
，Then we're going to have a good argument，
然后我们就有一场好好的辩论。
We have a saying, "America takes two to tango."
你知道美国人是说要两个人才能跳
Now tango is a dance.
你知道汤哥是一种舞蹈。
And they use that for arguments.
然后他们用这个跳汤歌舞来表示争论辩论。
You can never argue by yourself.
你可能不能自己跟自己吵架吧。
And people that won't argue with you kill you. You just what's wrong with you? You know.
如果你想跟一个人跟他吵跟他争论，他就根本不理你，那个让你更难受。
But it stops the argument.
但是那样的话，就是这个。
So let's go on. You know, it is become.And I want to say this kindly because I don't know if any of you are like this because you're all loving, smiling, sweet little hearts.
我就想说不是针对什么人，因为大家都很可爱，都总在微笑。
I'm sure you don't when your husband comes in right away. You jump on him about something.
我知道你们不会说，就是你先生回家了，你就一下跳到，就是给他发牢骚。
And it seems like every time the two of you try to discuss something, there is a controversy, there is something there, because you have to have what you want.
就好像说，有的时候呢，但有些人就是先生跟他一讨论什么事情呢，马上你们就会争论起来，因为你总想按照你的方式。
They may have to have what they want.
或者这个先生总想说要按照他的方式。
And so we see then that.In the Bible, it talks about contention.
在圣经里面有讲到这个好争论、争
竞。In Proverbs 7:1,
在箴言17:1, 17章第一节，我们那个好争论17章第一节说
，It says, "Better is a dry morsel with quietness."
他说有块干饼，大家相安
，than a house full of feasting with strife.
强如设宴满屋，大家相争。
You know, there are families that love to argue together.
知道有些家庭他们很喜欢争论辩论。
It just seems like when they get together,
就像好像他们在一起的时候
going to be some kind of misunderstanding.
然后好像有一些误解。
And there they are having a feast, and yet they're having feelings there against one another.
好像那个虽然是有宴席，但大家好像都想要跟对方胜过对方争吵似的。
There are so many ways that a family can have troubles.
有家庭要有问题，可以有方方面面的问题。要想有麻烦的话，那个来源可多了。
Now the families today in China as well as America, they're not going to have so much troubles.
在中国或者在美国，好像没有很多麻烦。
Because they have one child.
因为他们只有一个孩子。
Yeah. One child.
只有一个孩子。
Who are you going to argue with?
你跟谁吵呢？
The only one you can argue with is the one they marry.
他们唯一能吵的就是他的配偶。
So there you are. But when your day, when they used to have maybe 5, 6, 7,
六个甚至七个孩子的时候
and then they get married.
然后当他们结婚了以后呢
？And then they either get a wife or a husband.
他们或者是反正不管是男或者女，或者有妻子、有太太、有先生。
And mom and dad has tried to save through the years and has a pretty good little, you know.
然后哎，你爸爸妈妈可能你的爸爸妈妈他们有一些存款。
Now I don't know if this is much with the Chinese as it is with Americans.
我不知道中国人是不是这样，但是美国是这样。
Because we don't have any understanding that the oldest should get the money.
我们就美国人不是像说中国人那样，就说你年那个最大的那个孩子得到更多的钱。
Now, my grandfather and grandmother had a house.
我的那个maternal of.
My daddy's.
Okay, 他的爷爷奶奶有一个房子
And when they died, the house was to be divided among the people, children.
然后，当然他死了，这个房子的就要把它卖了钱，在这些孩子中间平分。
I think they only got $9,000 for it. That's been back many years.
那好多好多年前，那个房子价值只有9000块钱
And they began to argue over it.
然后就那九千块钱他们就开始争吵。
My daddy wouldn't even take his thousand.
爸爸，我爸后来就不拿他的钱，他那千块钱，你就知道他们吵到什么程度。
And many times I feel it's because the in-laws get a thought.
这为什么呢？就是因为他们的那个
they feed it to their husband or wife.
媳妇或者女婿呢，他们有他们自己的想法。
And before long, there are contentions.
没有过多久呢，就有这个争吵。
Now, if I was a researcher, and I believe I would really like it.
如果我是做研究的人，我可能
会 I would like to look at all the families and see what the problems in these families are.
我就很想去研究这个家庭问题到底是什么。
And I'll find usually that there is a contentious person.
通常呢，这个家庭问题都始于在家庭中有一个好争吵的人。
There's a woman I know in Taiwan.
在台湾，我知道有一个女士。
And her father-in-law has.Good bit of money and land and that kind of thing, or.
她的公公有一些土地。
And all she is contentious.
但是这个媳妇呢，是一个好争吵的。
She goes every month to collect particularly one thing that they get every month each child.
然后他们就是这孩子呢，每个月都会收到一些钱，他每个月都去那儿要钱去。
And yet, when he got sick and her son wanted to take him in her home, she was just trying to push him out.
但是当这个公公年老生病的时候呢，这个儿子想要把这个公公接过来住，但这个媳妇就不愿意。
It's contention.
因为这个就创。
Then one child picks that up.
然后另外一个孩子就。
The other one thinks, "Well, they're on her side."
然后呢，就是有一个孩子就他就会觉得说。别的兄弟姐妹，他就觉得他们站对了。
Unity of the family is broken.
然后这个家庭的这个团结精神就没了。
You know, this is because many times some people get things in their mind and they will not. They're like a bull. That's the way it is.
有些人就像那个公牛似的，他觉得是这样，就一定要这样子。
You know, let's look at Proverbs 17:14.
让我们再看十七章十四节箴言的。
14. Is it 14? Okay. The beginning of strife is like this. It's like releasing water.
就是纷争的起头如水放开。
Now there is one thing that they've been very fearful of these last years or so.
在过去一年。
With all the rains they've been having in many parts of the country.
他在国家里边因为下了很多雨水。
And that is that the dam will break.
他们很担心，就是说这个水库的那个水坝撑不住，这个水坝会。
Sometimes community has just sat there and waited or left because they were afraid that the dam was going to break and all that water.
所以他们有些人会撤退，他们怕那个水坝会破开。
Can cover the town.
因为那个水坝如果一旦那个破裂的话，那个水就会冲下来，把整个城镇都淹掉。
So it's saying like that's the way it is with strife.
他说这就像纷争一样。
It's like you release a dam and that water comes gushing down.
好像你把那个水坝的水全部放开，那个水都冲下来。
So this is what the Proverbs wrote.
This is 这箴言怎么说的呢？
The writer. Therefore, stop contention before a quarrel starts.
他说，所以在争闹之先，必当止息争竞。
Now this is a wonderful admonition that you would just stop.
所以这是一个很好的一个
If we could learn this,
如果我们可以学习到这个
Many times this is done in the heat of the moment.
有的时候是你在那个正好在争吵的这个高峰是高潮的时候
And a lot of times it's done in anger.
有的时候是因为我们生气
So they're saying that if you can control this and say, let's not talk about this right now.
所以如果你能够控制你的情绪，说让我们这课不要再谈这个。
And you cool it off and you wait.
然后你就是往后
Until you're both not emotionally up about it.
不要让大家都是在那个情绪很激动的时候。
You might be able then to talk to each other more sensibly.
所以呢，你那个时候可能大家可以更
So this is what the Bible tells us.
来讲来讨论这个问题。所以圣经上就说，等一下，仔细增进。
But the problem is that many times we just want to get into it. We want to get them show them our side. They want to show us their side, and there we go on and on and on.
所以有，但是有的时候我们就不等，我们就冲进去，然后我们就想让他说，看看我是怎么想的。他也想一下，对方也想让你说，你看我是怎么想的。
Many times we never come to a conclusion.
有的时候我们从来不会达到一个共识，一个结论。
The only conclusion is He's a bullhead.
你能达到的结论就是他是一个固执的像牛一样。
And he thinks you're a blabbermouth.
他说，blackmouth?
Blabber.
他就说你就是一个不停的话匣子，不停的说。
You don't come to any real conclusion.
所以你们两个人达不到一个共识。
It says Proverbs 21:9 says.
箴言21:9节说。
It's better to dwell in a corner of a housetop.
宁可住在房顶的角上。
They didn't even give you a closet to stay in.
他甚至没有说你就待在那个壁橱里面。
Get up on the housetop.
你就去爬到房顶的角上。
Then in a house shared with a contentious woman.
不在宽阔的房屋与争吵的妇人同住。
Can anybody tell me what a contentious woman is?
大家想想这个争吵时期的妇人是怎么样的呢？
Please help me out. Because your ideas are sometimes better than mine.
我觉得因为你们的想法，你们的比我的更好。
What is a contentious? We know what a contentious man is because that's our husband. But I'm saying, what is a contentious woman?
我们都知道好争吵的男人是怎么样，因为我们的先生可能是那样。但是一个好争吵的妇人是怎么样的？大家有没有概念？ 谁要讲？谁要发言
？You can just give me an example.
你可以给我就讲一个例子。
And don't use your husband.
比如你先生做例子。有人要讲吗？
好，谢谢。我记得我们还在老唐的时候哈，我 actually 我不知道一个死去的女人是什么样子那个时候，但是我觉得我的先生知道，因为当时就讲到这一条，这一节啊，就是21箴言21:9的时候，当时牧师在上面，牧师在讲其他的时候，我们家王庆就把这一节点到，然后就说。
那个时候我们还没受洗，然后当时我的感觉就是非常非常的愤怒，因为他指给我看的时候，哦，刘丽你不翻译吗？你翻给妈妈，sorry，你帮他，我来翻译。没事，好，当时我就因为他指给我看的时候，我的旁边还有一个女士，我都记不得是谁了，也特特来看，一看这个，然后王婷说这个就像你，哇，我当时就觉得我简直是愤怒了，但是好，然后当天就没跟他讲话，然后回去以后为这个事儿好像还争吵了好久，后来很多年过后，我在回忆我当时那个状态，才到美国的时候，我觉得我的确是一个好争吵的妇人。 妈咪刚才的question是你那个时候是什么样子呢？我就想描述一下，简单的哈。我觉得我那个时候就说，非常的敏感，就是任何一句话就会把我戳到，我就会很生气，所以在整个状态中，可能我们家先生觉得我都每天都在生气，都在那个就是非常的defensive的那个状态下哈，我现在想起来，实际上这个就是自己的那个罪性在里面哈，就不容不能容忍别人来伤到，实际上也是一种自我保护，或者说是真的是，你看基督耶稣哈。 他就是一个他的最大的例子，就是他就被伤到死，就是为众人舍己到死。他就是以被伤害来赢得人的心的一个例子。那如果一个从来不愿意被伤害，也不能伤害的人呢？我觉得很难的跟人相处好。
You know, we have to admit we are sometimes. You know, stop and think of yourself.
有的时候不用去老想自己。
Mrs. She, do you have a confession?
我在想这个课题，就是说其实我们讲说好争闹，事实上是从我们心里面的整个心理的情绪，心理的包括刚才雅琴说很敏感，很容易会碰伤。 所以那个伤痛的时候，你会想叫，这是一种。那我就想到说，有时候其实我们那个争闹不一定是讲出来的。比如说某某人在讲一句话，讲一个事情，那你马上会有一个反证或反辩，在心里面想，你不一定讲出来，你不一定，你的个性可能是比较温和的，也比较不敢去 直接跟人家讲的，可是你心里面就有低估。刚才妈咪在讲那个像滴水哈，意思说不停的，他不是说有人讲话你才会这样，你心里面事实上就一直在滴，一直在哒哒哒哒，是不停的啊，就是不停的什么呢？不停的很反感人家讲的，不停的反驳人家讲的，就从心里面开始的。所以当妈咪说怎么描述这个叫做会好争吵的呢？当然外表上喜欢变的人很容易看得出来哈，但是我也发现有一些人他虽然喜欢跟你直讲，可他心里面就是针对你的，也有这样的个性，就是他就是有理就一定要争哈。但是我觉得这个比较问题的是在我们心里面，外面没有表达，可是我们心里面那种就是不停的低估，或者有一种我们中国的，特别是对不起哈，我这里特别，因为其他的这里有没有其他国家的，除台湾以外啊，台湾的女性是被压缩成，因为日本时代下来，台湾女性被压缩成某一种形态，我不晓得啊，薛仁你能不能认同这个？我们台湾的女性有台湾女性的一种模式，文化模式哈，我们。对，但是还是有跟中国的那女性还是不一样哈。那中国的女性呢，因为被捧起来半边天，对不对？是不是？我们有这个文化，对不对？所以无形中的解放了我们那种女性的那种压抑。那我们是这样，我们外面看起来好像我们有一个教养，一个修养，可是心里面那个部分呢，还是没有独立的哈。那中国的女性是这样，我是发现的哈，很能变，非常能描述，然后一句话出来就像刀子要把你戳一个洞哈，所以我是感觉这样子哈，所以但是呢，事实上他们是很真实的，他们不伪装哈，但是我发现我们那种辩证或者是叫什么 critical thinking 思辨，你要有一个批评性的，你要去，你不能全部接受，一方面人我不信任。所以呢，不管你讲什么，你表达什么，我总是要有一个我的理来跟你证明你是错的，那变成一个刚才我跟妈咪讲的一个习惯。所以他在讲说这个什么叫做是一个好争吵的人，不是只有外表，而是我们心里面那个低估，心里面那个想法，心里面那个反感，其实就是一个表达。我这样讲不晓得哈，我比较没有外面的表达，你看不出来我是一个好争吵的，可是我里面有那个。就是老师在教的时候，我就心里面有一种想要去反驳，我有这样子，所以我变得对老师很挑剔，就很自己就很不和平了，你们心里面就没有安静了，这是我以前的现象。Okay. So is that called contentious?
I was inside. Critical.
Carnal.
Okay. 沟通模式。Yeah. 那但是要看刚才可能没有录到，吵架也是一种沟通啊，我认同，但是这个沟通模式的内涵会引起什么结果，会不会伤情感啊，在吵的时候会不会口不择言，因为我们都有一个想要把对方打倒的那种感觉嘛，那会不会留下后遗症，我们要考虑那个后果。其实我们目的不是要伤，可是我们讲出来的话很容易就在吵架那个吵的这个模式里面。我懂，好，把重复一下，在这里录不到哈，就是说，我们如果压抑，哈，就吵总比压抑好，这是你的意思，因为他总是有他的但是哈，那我让妈咪来回答这个问题好了哈，我的意思是说，我们可以用别的方式，不要有后遗症的方式来沟通一样 ，OK。
Say I didn't catch your question. What's the question?
Okay. To her is.Fighting or argue better than you push down.
他就说，吵比那个比压下来更好，让你的情绪发泄出来。现在让妈咪回答。
有没有发现我们的丈夫都不太吵
？What I find out.
所以我们很想把他惹起来吵，对不对
？What I find out about arguing.
我发现这个争论是什么呢？
Arguing,
那个争吵的这个问题是
，and if you think about it, you say things that you wish you hadn't said.
你回头你想想，你会说一些你事后觉得你后悔的话。
Because actually, your arguing is there to hurt.
因为你在争论的时候，你说那个目的是要伤害对方。
Not really to solve the problem.
并不是说是要去解决问题。
Because when you're hurting each other,
当我们彼此伤害的时候。
You don't always forget what has been said.
你不会说忘掉他说的那些话。
And you hold that in your heart. My husband said this.
然后你就把那些话记在心里，说我先生这当时说了这句话。
You forget that he did it in the heat of the time.
你当然他在那个吵架的高潮的时候就忘了。他可能想要说你，你也想要打说回去。
That becomes part of you that he said this about me or about my mother about whatever.
他说了我这样，他说我妈妈这样。
I understand what you're saying.
我了解你说的。
It's very hard when somebody won't argue with you, but this is the time to stop.
有的时候当然就说
那个。That's what they're saying. If there's no one to argue, then stop until you can talk reasonably.
然后他就说，有时候你当然你说你想跟他争论，跟他说清楚，他不理你，让你很难受。但是这个时候可能是最好的，就先停下来，等大家都恢复理性。冷静下来再来谈。
When you're like this, go for a walk, take a shower.
如果他不理你，让你更难受，你就去出去散步或者洗个澡。
Get yourself calm down.
让你自己能够安静下，平静下来。
You don't want to say things that's going to hurt, that it's you'll never be able to take back.
你不想去说一些伤害人的话，因为你说出去就收不回来了。
Things that you're going to remember about each other, what we feel about them, or what your mother feels about me.
或者你就说一些你后来说，
or your father feels I was never going to be any good as a husband.
或者你就说一些就是说我你就是说你记得伤害的话，比如你妈妈怎么看我，你爸爸怎么看我。
That adds memories to him.
然后这样的话，你这样会说会
让他的记忆。Her father said I would never.Never make anything.
然后比如你就说我爸爸就说你当年你将来什么也做不了。
So then when he deals with the father, there's that wall that comes up.
当你这样说的时候，他就对看到他的岳父，他可能心里边就有一堵墙。
That's why there's so many walls in a family many times.
所以就在家里边为什么有那么多看不见的墙？
好，我想刚才他的问题哈，薛仁的问题，我觉得我们很值得去想思考两个重点哈，一个是后来就变成放弃了。啊，就是如果问题我要吵他不吵，或者是我要讨论的，为什么我会吵呢？因为他就是都不跟我面对，所以我就用吵的方式要把他吵起来啊。然后呢，如果这样子继续这样的话都不吵的话，那等于说我们就放弃沟通了。这是一个我们要思考的，是一个很重要的问题哈。那我今天不能插太多，因为他在主讲。那么我比较注重前面那个。到当你的吵的刚开始，其实我们都不是想吵，或许情绪来了，你讲话重一点，那当对方不跟你回应的时候，你就开始要用吵的方式想把对方激起来哈。那这个部分呢，刚才妈咪讲到一个说呢，这样能解决问题吗？为什么不能解决问题你知道吗？因为到后来那一段你是为吵而吵，我们被惹起来了，这里有两个战场，一个是我要跟你理论谁对谁错，但是当你理论不来的时候，你后面是用一个武器拿出来想要逼着对方的时候，那个时候是为吵而吵，为打而打，已经不是在讲谁对谁错我们该怎么处理了。所以这样的话，第一你会白费力气，你整个消耗的，二来就像他讲的会伤害到，在那个时候呢我们就会失控，那就会伤害到彼此的关系，有一些话是讲出去收不回来的啊！不管怎么样，我们都有这种经验。哎，我讲那句话，或者他对我讲那句话，让我常常会拿出来想，拿出来想了就很难过的，一定会有这种经验啊！所以为了避免，所以我们要考虑到，你要吵的这个前面一段，其实你不是用你目的不是要吵，有谁存心都来我们来吵的，是不是？一定是你得不到一个回馈的时候，你只好用一个威胁的办法。就像你父母亲母亲对孩子一样，你再不这样我就不给你什么，那什么最后一招了然后你孩子发现说其实我不做他还是会给我，那你就输了啊。所以这个是题外话，但是我要重点是说你的问题的思考点我们需要思考啊。一个就是说我放弃了吗？不吵是不是我放弃了呢？那我要跟你说，我们还有别的方法，还是要解决，还是要面对。那前面那一段的话，我们要考虑一下，我这个为吵而吵值不值得，有没有办法解决我的问题？好，可能这个我要提醒到，这是很有意思的一个问题哈。OK。
Now I want to show you the.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead now. Someday I'll be electrocuted. You'll see my hair going up.
一看我可能会脑子都像那个电触电了，两个人围着他。
Okay,
Now, the Bible is not prejudiced.
当然圣经是没有偏见的。
This one here in Proverbs 26:21.
在26章21节讲到。
As coals are to burning coals. Now, why do you put coals on burning coals?
26章21节说，好像好增进的人蛊惑善惑争端于就如余火加炭，为什么你在余火上在火上加炭呢？
You know why you put coals on burning coals?
为什么你要在那个已经在有火了你还加柴加炭呢？
To make a bigger fire.
你让那个火变得更大，对不对？
So it says as coals are to a burning coal and wood to a fire.
它就如余火加炭火上加柴一样。
So is a contentious man to kindle strife.
他说好增进的人善惑争端。
There are many contentious men also.
有很多好增进的人。
Now I like this last one.
我喜欢最后的一句。
Psalms 27:15.
在27章十。
Psalm of Proverbs.
Oh, I'm sorry, Proverbs.
箴言27章十五节。
27:15. Now, have you ever had a leak in your roof?
你有没有家里房子
somewhere?
房顶漏雨，或者是别的什么地方漏雨？
You've never heard the music of dropping water?
你有没有听过那个连连滴水的那种音乐？
You know that, boom, boom,
就那个一滴一滴
boom. Until you say that thing is getting on my nerves.
你说这个简直在我压在我的神经上。
So the Bible says continuous dropping in a very rainy day.
说大雨之日连连滴漏。
And a contentious woman are alike.
他说这个就像这个好争吵的妇人一样。
Because sometimes we don't really throw everything at them, we just drop a little.
有的时候你不是说大发雷霆，
a little barb here, a little barb there.
就一会儿这儿滴一下，那儿滴一下。
You never do. You know,
你从来都不做这个，
just little barbs.
就这样的不停的去评论。
Now what causes this?
为什么会原因是什么呢？
We know sometimes our heart needs to really ask God to help us with these things and take this nature out of us. But there's things that causes this.
有的时候我们要求神帮助洁净我们的心，把这些东西给挪去。但也有时候也是有原因。
I don't want you to raise your hand.
大家不用举手。
But how many of you had a contentious mother?
多少人有一个好吵架的妈妈，好争吵的妇人？
Every little thing,
一点小事就开始吵起来了。
Or a contentious father,
或者是那个好争吵的爸爸。
You see, it actually is you grew up in the kind of environment.
你就是在那个争吵的环境中长大。
You've seen them blow up.
你就看他们发脾气。
You see them nagging you. We call it nag sometimes, but it's contention.
我们现在说是唠叨，实际那个也是争吵。
Did you do this? Did you do that? Is this right? You know, constantly at you.
就是不停的在后边说是唠叨你，实际上那也是一种争吵的表现。
Sometimes I'm amazed when people have their little ones before they go to school. They're so sweet to them.
你看，就是我就很惊喜。
They just
大家孩子上学之前
love them and pay a lot of attention, but when they go to school,
我们对他们特别好，特别对他
们。Have you done your homework?
一旦上了学，我们说做没有做家庭作
业 ？How come you got this note from the teacher？
哎，你怎么从老师那就拿上
？Bang bang bang and on. Look at what you did to your shirt when you were school.
看你的衣服，去学校穿完变成这样了。
Oh, you look that pants is tore again.
他说：“你看那个铅笔又让你给弄坏了。”
You know what I mean？
你说那个什么意思
？So this is what a child gets from the first to the 12th grade.
所以这孩子从上学第一年到十二年
，only on different subjects, you know.
然后你是不同的方面，你在天天说。
Why are you on that cell phone so much？
说为什么你打电话时间那么久
？Then why did you give it to him？
那你为什么要不给他电话呢
？You know, there's so many things that, and it's we grew up with that kind of.
所以有的时候我们是在这个环境中长大。
And many times when you grow up with something, it becomes part of you.
有的时候你在这个环境中长大，它就成为你自己的一部分。
And sometimes if a person would look at saying you're contentious, you say, what do you mean?
然后有时候你说你这个人挺爱争论的，那个人说啥意思？
What do you mean by being contentious?
说你这个好争论是什么意思？
You don't even recognize it.
你甚至都看不到这个你自己有这种特性。
Well, I've got to keep them this way. I've got to keep after them.
但是你我必须得要。教训叫提醒他们呢。
When you do this, there isn't the relationship that should be between you and your children.
其实像当应该是你跟你孩子之间是有
的
关系。
They become almost afraid of you in some sense.
你要常常这样的话，他们在一定程度上
，They won't share with you.
他们也不会跟你分享他们心里的想法。
Because they're afraid you'll just argue with them, yell at them.
他们会怕你会对他们吵
，Now,
对他们喊。
Dorothy's daughter's children.
然后师母的那个外孙外孙女。
They, the little boy just started school.
然后这个外孙呢刚刚上小学。
Yesterday or the Monday was his first, yeah, yesterday first full week he's going to go through.
昨天呢是他上学的第一天。
But his first full day was Thursday last week.
但是真正的是那个第一天上个星期四。
He came home.
他回家了。
And he said, Mother, I got to talk to you.
妈妈我要跟你谈一谈。
Now, this is her five-year-old child. It's not six,
six
yet.
I think six.
Not yet. He won't be six till September.
Seven, six. He told me. 他就是六岁。
And actually, and he said, I want to tell you something.
我想妈妈跟你说。
He said, now, when we go to school, they said, sit down in your chair.
到现在我到学校去，他们说坐在椅子上。
You can't get out of it.
你不能随时想站起来就站起
来。All day long, you're.
然后一整天就坐在椅子上。
He said, Mother, what am I going to do?
妈妈，我怎么办呢
？So she said, raise your hand.
妈说你要有什么事情就举
手。So he came home yesterday.
昨天他回家。
He said, I've got to talk to you.
妈，我要跟你谈一谈。
She said, What's wrong?
妈说怎么了
？She said, I've decided.That at the end of the first grade, I'm quitting.
他说：“妈，我已经决定了，我上完一年级我就要退学了。”
You see, you lose a lot from children when they feel like they can't really talk to you.
所以
whenever you sing, you're always after them. You're always, and then after a while, there's just not that closeness that should come between the two.
你如果总在后边那样盯孩子，一直说一直讲，其实你失去了很多，因为你们那个中间的亲密关系就没了。过了一阵，他就不敢跟你谈他心里的想法了。
And sometimes it just becomes a habit in your life.
有的时候就变成一种习惯。
You grew up that way, and it just becomes a habit.
然后你在那个争吵的环境中长大，这个就变成你的习惯。
And you don't even recognize that you can't really hold a good.Time talking together.
然后你就不能了解说为什么你们不能中间可以好好的讨论呢
？Because actually, a lot of people feel I got to get this off my chest.
有的时候说，哎呀，我这个气来了，我得把它给发出去。
I got to let him know how I feel.
我得让他知道我是怎么想的。
And then it's off to the races.
然后你们就开始比赛，看谁能够讲得更快。
But sometimes it's from bruised emotion.
还有的时候是从那个受伤的情绪而来的。
And that's when we have our children that.Somehow these things just bruise them as well as, you know, you have to understand a bruise to your emotion doesn't heal today.
你知道吗那个受伤的好像那种
淤伤 You can't put a band-aid on it.
你就是淤伤你不是说放一个那个创可贴就可以
Because they begin to take these things in.
因为这个淤伤呢会在你里边慢慢的
生化 And when you're always after them,
当你总是在你的孩子后边一直盯他们
They look up to their parents as being the great, you know, you're God to them until they begin to understand and know God.
在他们认识神之前
So many times then, they take on that I'm not really a good person.
然后他们有的时候就会有这种念头说我不是一个
好孩子 I don't ever do anything right.
我从来也不会做事情做对让你高兴
And that becomes a bruise to their emotion.
这个会变成他们一种情绪上的淤伤受伤
And the human mind has a way of then putting up walls
这个人的这个思想会有如果是这样想的话他就会有一个在他的思维中筑起一柱墙
And sometimes they never quite get over that they never quite feel they're sufficient
然后他们就会永远不会觉得自己做得够
That's why when we're telling them they're always badOh, you're a bad boy. You're a bad girl.
你是一个很糟糕的小孩的时
候，坏小孩的时候。Now, Chinese may not do that, but Americans are famous for it.
然后中国人可能不是这么说，但是美国人在
这方面很When you say it, they take it in. I'm a bad boy.
然后当你这样说，你很糟糕，你是个坏小孩，他们真的就把这个东西就听进去了。
Sometimes they act that out.
他们有时候说，反正我好嘛，你说我不好，我就这样表现出来。
So it can really bruise your emotions.
所以这个真的是可以对你的情绪造成很大的伤害。
And I'm sure if you understood that some of these things in your past has bruised your emotions.
如果你在理解到过去你的这种受伤的情绪的话。
But you know, you're really never aware until someone or until you begin to understand what it is.
所以你可能根本都没有意识到，直到你最后真的是可以开始慢慢有这个意识。
And bruised emotions have a way of really.Hurting until it comes out in so many different ways.
那个受伤的情绪有办法，就是以不同的方式来表现出来。
Did you marry a man that can't work?
你有没有说那个
can't keep a job?
一个先生他总是不停地换工作，他就好像没有办法。
Usually that's from a bruised emotion.
很多时候这是来自于一个受伤的情绪。
They never feel they can do it.
他们觉得自己没法做到。
They get into it and you can't understand when your mind seems to go blank and when you feel like I can't do this, I can't.You don't understand that unless you go through it.
除非你自己真正经历过，你就没法了解那个人脑子一片空白，觉得自己没法做那种情绪。
He's not even aware of it.
他可能自己都没有意识到。
So we have to understand that there may be reasons why you are contentious, or your husband, or your boss, or the lady that works next to you.
所以有的时候你不知，有时候呢，这些人，比如说你的先生，或者你的妻子，或者你的老板，或者跟你的同事，他们为什么是这种很爱争论、很爱辩论的？可能后边是有原因的。
That's where the problem is.
有的时候这个就出现问题。
Now we're not even aware sometimes that we bruise our children.
有的时候我们甚至没有留意，不知道我们对孩子造成这种瘀伤。
We wouldn't do it for the world.
我们就一点也不想伤害他们。
But we don't understand many times what we're doing.
但很多时候我们不知道我们真的在做什么。
Sometimes we even think we're being a good mother yelling at them.
有的时候我们是因为我爱你，我是好妈妈，我才对你喊。
But let me tell you, children learn how to turn you off.
但是你知道吗？孩子会把你的声音给关起来。
You're yelling, and their little minds have turned you off.
然后你对他们喊，他们就把耳朵关起来。
So actually, this contentious way that we have is not something that will build the family.
所以呢，这种争论的这种增进，并不能建立家庭。
And there's those that are parents fatigue. They just are so tired they don't even care anymore.
还有的时候就是父母太累了，他们都不想再没有精力去管。
When your husband comes in, and if he's a sanguine, Lord help you, like your husband. They come in all smiles and hello, you know, and that about that.
If your 先生是乐天派，他可能下了班就笑眯眯的回来。
Tired.
但是你他回家高兴高高兴兴带着笑容去，但是你累得不行了。
You wonder what's wrong with him.
你就说这个人到底有啥毛病啊？
And you get upset.
然后你就很
And you begin to say things and find things.
然后你就找一些吹毛求疵。
So you have to understand that these things happen to us.
所以我们知道要了解这些。
And then we'll say a complaining, nagging attitude, but you'll say I can't help myself.
你说你喜欢抱怨，喜欢这个唠叨。
It just comes out before I can stop it.
你说还没想着这些东西就出来了。
I have found out in life through many years.
这么多年我就发现。
That is a very bad excuse.
这是一个。坏的理由，这只是一个借口。
Man can be very strong when they want to.
当你想要做什么东西，实际上你可以。
And when we have God, He can help us.
当我们有神的时候，神可以帮助我们。
And He can bring us in and help us that we can help ourselves.
他可以帮我们，让我们自己能够来意识到问题，来帮助我，来改正。
I was a very jealous person.
我是一个很容易嫉妒的人。
I wanted just my friend, you know, I wanted somebody close, and I just was a very jealous person.
我就是只想要我的朋友跟我在一起，所以我是挺容易嫉妒。
More of friendship, not my mother, dad, but a friendship.
我不会为我的父母嫉妒，但是我是紧紧地保守住我的那个。
God took me through a very difficult week.
然后神就让我经过了一个很艰难的时期。
But he broke me completely.
但是神就把我完全的破碎。
From the time I got up, I couldn't care. I love you, and I can leave you.
我从那个时候开始，我很爱你，但是我现在就可以放手。
I don't care how many friends you have. I mean, it's been developing through these
years
as God helped me. I don't care how many friends my friend has.
我也不会在意说我的好朋友有多少，他自己本身除我之外还有多少好朋友。
God can help you, and you can help yourself.
神可以帮助你，让你自己来帮助你自
己。If you don't think we can help ourselves, then there's no hope for drug addicts.
所以，如果你自己觉得你没法帮助你自己，
There's no hope for alcoholics.
所以，对那个瘾君子或者那个酗酒者，这就没有帮助了。因为他们必须要做决定，他们要帮助他自己，要改变。
And so when you have this contentious spirit, ask God to help you.
所以，当你有这个好争论的这个精神，这个个特性的话，
There's a scripture that says, "I have not because I ask not."
圣经上有句说，你们之所以得不着，是因为你们不求。
Maybe because we didn't even recognize it.
有的时候是因为我们根本不知道自己有这个问题。
Maybe we need to take this to the Lord.
我们需要把这个带到神面前。
That God can give us peace in our homes.
神可以 对我们家带来平带来这个呃平静安
息。I live alone. I have such peace.
我自己当然独住，我是。
But when Darcy comes, I have peace.
当那个师母来，
我还是很安静。I have peace.
当那个蒙家过来，我也很安静。
Even when the three kids comes running in.
就那个三个师母的外甥外甥女在屋里到处乱跑的时候。
There's one I have to do like this because she's going to go right to me head first.
有个孩子来的时候，我每次都先把手放在胸前，因为他来了就撞到我胸前，就来跑到我跟前。
We can have peace.
我们可以心里有平安。
And many times now, as I'm particularly older,
现在我都
年纪很大了。I stop to think, is it worth it?
我有时候想说，哎，那个到底值不值得
？It's not worth it.
你不值得有这种
好争论。Some simple thing that
有些小事情。
It's not worth it.
你去生气没
？I know I'm born with a tendency. I like peace.
我知道我的天性，我是很喜欢安静平和。
Arguments very tear me up a lot.
就是说，如果老这个争论对我来讲是那个压力很大的。
But I know that there's a wonderful place of peace and rest.
我知道有在一个地方有很奇妙的安息平稳。
Do you know why God said you must put me first?
为什么神说你要把我放在首位呢？
Because when you put him first and you love him,
当你把神放在首位，你爱他的时候，
what you feel for others doesn't matter that much.
你对别人的感受怎么样已经不重要了。
And so when they come at you.
当别人这样来，好像
as God works. Now this takes time. Don't think when I tell you things, God has a way because He wants it to work.
当别人来在这样的好像追在你后边，老给你插播的
时候 and when you have to go through a process,
你这个你已经在意了，因为呢，神帮助你。但是这个要知道说，这个不是一夜之间的，是需要时间的。
It becomes a part of you.
慢慢的就会成为你生命的一部分。
So what we need to do is recognize.Your attitude and really desire to change.
第一个呢，你要认出来你的问题，然后呢，你真的是要想要改变。
You said my husband, then I can't listen.
你不是说我跟我先生都不能等一
下。A dear woman in China.
你是从中国来的。
She's not a poor woman.
哦，有一位从中国来的。
She has a couple houses in China, one in America, you know that kind of thing.
她不穷，她在中国有房子，在美国也有房子。
But she was a woman that couldn't keep quiet.
但是她却没有办法安静下来。
She and her husband would have some times.
所以她跟她先生想要独处。
Dorothy canceled with her.
师母跟她。
She went back home.
她回家了。
And she said, "God help me." I started to keep my mouth shut.
她说：“神啊，帮助我，让我不要讲话。
”My daughter came to me. She said, "Mama, don't believe it."
她说：“妈妈，我简直不相信那是你。
”I can't believe how you're keeping your mouth shut.
我就不知道你经常有事情你都能够不讲话。
And she said, "You know, my husband's gotten better."
不争论啊。
But and she said, "You know, my husband's gotten better."
她说：“那这样我不争论的话，我先生也好些。
”When she doesn't realize the contention was her,
她就现在慢慢意识到说她是那个起争论的原因。
And I just love that little woman. She's as cute as she can be.
这个女士很可爱，非常的。
And she's marching on to do what God wants her to do.
她就去现在为神做工。
Because when we get one victory, we're hungry for another one.
当我们在一方面我们有了这个得胜的时候，我们就想要在另外一方面再继续的得胜。
And we have to look to God's grace.
我们要真的仰望神的恩
典。When I say God took the jealousy away, it was Him that worked in my heart. It was the grace of God.
我们要知道那神的恩典。
And He can do that for you.
神把那个嫉妒拿走，但是神在我的心里工作，他把那个嫉妒拿走。
You have to have a beginning.
但是你得有一个开始。
You can say, "Lord, please help me."
你会说神啊，帮助我。
But if you never begin,
但如果你从来不开始
，you don't get anywhere.
那你千里之行始于足下，你不开始，
Find
永远都没有。
Find someone to be accountable to.
然后再一个呢，找一个可以负责任的人。
Find a friend that you said, you know, I could have had an argument today, but God helped me, and I just didn't do it.
然后你就可以跟他分享说，哎呦，我今天
and your friend cheers you on, they're praying for you.
本来说有个争论，但是神帮助我，就没有跟他争论。然后你的朋友就给你鼓打气鼓劲儿。
And then talk to those that you have a problem to confronting.
就是说用表白来对对方讲。
Say I'm working at this. I really want God.To help me,
然后你说我在这方面我需
要神来帮助我。I want to learn how we can talk sensibly together.
就是我们在一起怎么样可以安静的、有理性的来讲话。
And then you just watch the change.
然后你就来等着看这个变化，一点一点。
Sometimes you look back suddenly and think, "Oh, I'm different than that."
然后你回头一看，说：“哦，我跟以前都很不同了。”
So God has the grace to help us.
所以神有这个恩典可以帮助我
们。He has the grace to help your husband, but he's got to ask for it.
他有能力来帮助你的先生，但是他要自己来求，
向上头神求。You might find out like my friend.
或者你就可以像我的
朋友那样。That when she stopped being contentious,
当他不再去争论的时候，
her husband got nicer.
他先生也变好了。
Because now he was looking at her and saying, she's doing good, you know.
然后先生说，哎，现在我太太好棒啊。
He'd even be proud like the daughter, Mom, I didn't think you could do this.
然后他的女儿也很以他为荣，她妈，我都想不到你会能这样。
So the Lord blesses. We all have problems. We all need God's help.
我们都需要神的帮助。
But learn in your heart to live a peaceful life.
所以呢，在我们的心里学习要过一个平静安稳的生活。
Very healthy on children.
这样对孩子是很有帮助的。
When they hear mom and dad arguing, I think it goes through them. Sometimes, like her,
当孩子听到父母吵架的时候，那真的对孩子。
The little boy, when they hear, when she hears them lift their voice, he goes and cries.
然后有的时候，像师母的外甥，他听到那个他们声音稍微大一点，他就跑到旁边哭
起来。So they're going to be more careful where they discuss.
所以，当我们要讨论问题的时候，我们要更小心。
Our children really deserve it.Really.
我们孩子真的需要一个平静安静的环境长大。好，谢谢大家。
Let's just bow our heads.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Father dear, we thank you for the words of the Bible that tries to explain to us things that we need.
谢谢你在圣经中向我们解释，向我们展现我们需要理解的东西。只要我们倾听。
If we only listen and obey you,
如果我们聆听顺服
，life will be different.
我们的生命就会生活不一样。
God bless everyone that's heard this.
神啊，求你祝福听到的每一个人。
May they be blessed of God and helped of the Lord.
当他们真的是被神祝福，也得到你的帮助。
We pray in Jesus.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.